Good evening. Bruchim Aboyim to the Family Day Learning Program in Shomer Shabbos, joint program between Shomer Shabbos, Chevra Mishnayos, and the Halacha Institute, as it's advertised on the sign. It's a very special event when people have time off from work and spend that time in the Beis Medrash learning Torah, enhancing our lives. May we all be zeichet that the Zechus HaTorah should shine upon us and our families, and we should be zeichet to all the Birchas HaTorah la'arichat yomim v'shanim. It's a kavod, a privilege, and a great honor to be able to introduce my Taira Yidid, Rav HaGaon Rav Mordechai Kanner Shlita, the Rav of Kol Yaakov, the Mechaber of beautiful Svarim, that we all use, became a staple of our homes in Yomim Tovim and other inyanim and topics. And he obliged to our request to come and deliver a shir on a very important topic that's Negev B'Deyoyim B'Yoyimai and Hilchas Yichud. And without further ado, it's a great sus to have Rav Kanner join us and enhance our yediyah in Hilchas Yichud.
Good morning, everybody. Shust mo da'ase, olakol, akodesh azeh. The topic of today's shiur, Rav Yaakov mentioned before, is the topic of Yichud. And I'm always impressed when people, besides taking off a day like today, and coming to sit and learn, but they're coming to listen to shiur, that not necessarily is going to be going to teach us a lot of kulis. You might hear some chumus also, and nevertheless, you can come together. Many times when sometimes it comes out to say she and Hilchas Ribbis, and I'm impressed that people come. People know they're going to hear things that they're not allowed to do, and they're still coming because they want to do what the Torah tells us to do. Yerotzin shalai koshel b'dvar halacha. I just want to make a little hakdoma and preface the shiur. Even though the tachlis of the shiur is to say dvarim brurim, to come out something clear, people to be able to walk away with halacha brura on this topic, but unfortunately I must say that I can't promise it's going to happen. The topic of Yichud is a tremendously complex topic. There's so many machloikis, that's mamish, unbelievable machloikis. Mamish min hakotze lakotze. One says it's mutter, one says it's a gomer, and one says shas atrake, one says shoyim shas atrake. Okay, not every nuance, every little prat, there's so many machloikis matshayich. And many of these machloikis are presently poiskim to talk about it. And who are we to be machia, whether Rabbi Yashiv is greater than Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, or Rabbi Adain Weiss, or Rav Rosner? It's not trying to be machia in all these psokim. So, therefore, as a general rule, as we're going to see, there is Yisurim of Yichud, which is also min HaTorah, and there is Yichud, which is also min HaRabbonim. So, as a general rule, when it comes to Issa Yichud, the Reise, we take a more stringent approach. And when we're talking about this Yichud Rabbonon, there's more room for leniencies. Besides that, I recommend that anybody has a Shaila, even after the Shia, and if you come up with some clarity, I think after Shia, it's encouraged that anybody has Shailas and Yichud should ask it again, even Proti. Best is to ask a person that knows you, because you could have two people asking the same shailas coming on different answers. Because there's so many kinds of tzirufim, as we said before, there's many machlokes, and some are leaning one way, some lean the other way. And when it comes to sometimes a bigger shasatrak, is a lesser shasatrak. So the rabbi usually would have that shikladas to be able, knowing the person, whether he needs a bigger shmira, whether it's a bigger shasatrak. And therefore, again, it's very much recommended and encouraged that everybody should ask again the Shaila Ba'ofen Proti to his Moirei Ro. So let us start, as we said, The Gemara Masechta Kiddushin in Daf Pei, Omed Beis, we have the Mishnah, Vayis Yachid, Odom Im Shtei Noshim, and as the Gemara says, that we learn this out from a Pasuk in the Torah, according to most Rishonim, this is an Issa de Reise, Akapon, there is a fan of this Pasuk Yichid de Reise, the Loshna Rambam is Mashma, it's not Yichid de Reise, but most Pasuk can take on that there is definitely a case of Yichid de Reise, as we learn from the Pasuk, Yisischo, Chicho, Ben Yimecho, we learn a Pasuk that you have a case that a son could be in seclusion with his mother. One pasuk in the Torah, if you're not allowed to be in seclusion with imaray sheval Torah. Now, what's considered arayas? Well, usually in Shas, when we talk about arayas, we're talking about a woman who's a chiyuv koras at least. In most cases, you don't have kiddushin toifus, you can't be mekadosh that's an ish and erva. That's usually what we're referring to. Example would be an eshesish. Eshesish could have family members, a sister, as we get laid down more details about the sister, but you have aunts, you have a sister-in-law, those are chayvei krisis, those are called arayas. What about if somebody is not allowed to marry a certain woman min haTorah? For instance, let's take example, a kohen can't marry a grusha. Could he be in seclusion with her min haTorah? With Rabbana Pishot also. But what about min haTorah? Could a person be in seclusion with a woman that is not allowed to marry? So again, we find the machlokes about that. If you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, and Siman Chof Beis and Eben Ezer, so the two main Neusa Kelim over here in Siman Chof Beis are the Beis Shmuel and the Chelkes Mechoykek. In Sifkotten Aleph, in the Beis Shmuel, who bichlal arroyes nichlal chai velavim, the king calls a prisha. So he quotes the prisha, the shitza prisha is that someone that you're not allowed to get married, even though it's only chai velavim, the loshen arroyes vatoir is lav davke an erve from kolashas, but even a woman that you're not allowed to get married with her, who had in the Isra Asemen atoire, would be included in the Isra Yichad atoire. This Retshuva brings from the Mabit. The Mabit disagrees with that, and he holds that Arayis, as we said before, Dafki is a chorus, and an Isha that is not also, an Isha that is not also Bechiv chorus, just a Chayv Alaven or Chayv Asay, then there would be no Isa Yichad Min haTorah. Again, we're trying to explain to the friendship between Yichad Min haTorah and Yichad Min Rabbonon. So this is a very important point to know, what is this Yichad Min haTorah with Rabbonon. Where this is very relevant to us, is what's the halacha regarding a non-Jewish woman, a goita, cleaning lady? Is that yichud min haTorah, yichud rabbanon? If you want to use tzirufim, if you want to know to go the more lenient way, the more stringent way, is a yichud with a non-Jew min haTorah or mit rabbanon? So as a general rule, as you see in the in Siv Beis, Siman Chof Beis, Siv Beis, so the Mechaber brings us Sheire Maisa Amnon V'Tomor Gozar Dovet U'Beis Dinoi Al Yichud Pnuyo Afal B'She'ene Erve B'Klal Yichud Araisi. So the Mechaber tells us two things. First of all, a Pnuyo, a girl, a Jewish girl, but the Yichud, is it Issa Yichud or not? There's no Issa to marry her. So, nevertheless, this is a yichud mit rabbonon. Dovid obeis dino gozru al yichud pnuyo. Even though she's not an erva. The second thing Mechaber tells us, shamai vehilel gozru al yichud kusis. That the isa of yichud with a non-Jew is a isa de rabbonon, bezen shel chashmenu gozru, vesil shamu gozru, the goza yichud with a non-Jew. Now, this is a non-Jew which is not married. What about a non-Jewish lady which is married, a cleaning lady, it's still today, I'm not sure how common this is today, but if you have sense from the Filipinos, or whatever, some are still no thing about marriage, and they are married, then there's a Issa de Reise, according to Shittes HaToysus, a number of Rishonim hold, it's a Issa from the Dovak Be'ishtoi, the Loi Be'eshes, Be'eshes Goi, the Loi Be'ishtoi, so there is a Issa Asei, it's not a Chiv Chorus, it's a Issa Minatoire, a Issa Asei. So if there would be an Issa Asei, so according to the Prisha, that would fall under the category of Yitra de Reise, would be the more stringent approach. If she's not married, then there is a Yitra de Rabbonon, then we could look for leniencies if we need to.
How is marriage defined by a non-Jewish woman?
Civil marriage, same thing.
Civil marriage.
Right. We get to this later, maybe not by Paul of Eros, by civil marriage is considered married. Another point, which is important to mention also, is what happens to a Kohen. Somebody's a Kohen. A Kohen can't marry a non-Jewish woman at all because she's a Zoyne. So if she's not a Jewish woman, then a Kohen could encounter an Issa de Reise even if she's not married. But by Yisrael, if she's married, so the Machlokes in the Rishonim, Tosfos holds Issa de Reise, the Chinuch holds there's no Issa de Reise. Besides that, we have another opinion holds that if it's not an erve, if she's not an erve, there's also no yichud reise. Even though there is a material to marry her, but there is a yichud wouldn't be yichud reise. So we have leniencies regarding a non-Jewish woman regarding a yisur, but regarding a koyan, it's a little bit more chomer. He is a koyan, is a isa zoyna. So again, then it's taller the machlokes, the mabit and the prisha, whether there is an isa. Yichud min ha-teire in a woman that's not an erve, but an isa ha-teire to marry her. Fine. So, that halacha, as we just mentioned now, that a non-Jewish woman is a yichud, but many days if practically not married, is only yichud rabbonon, that can be very, very relevant. Before we get into tzerufim, there's negate to elderly people. They can't help themselves, and they need somebody to take care of them. Either does have a wife, or especially if he has a wife, they could have another head condition, shamrosa, as we see later on. But let's say he does have a wife, and needs somebody to metapel with him to take care of him, and you can't find a male, or it's too expensive, or the person can't afford it, and you take a female help. So is that mutter? Is that also? So Yichud with a non-Jew, we're going to say Yichud with a non-Jew is a Issa de Rabbonon, but Yichud Rabbonon is a Mokem Lohokel when he gets a Choy. Chabba brings in Yerodeya, we find Kulis, but he gets somebody as a Choyle, you can make on certain Rabbonons. So there's room for leniencies to be made to if there's no other possibility. The other possibility is why you have to use these Kulis, but in case there's a need to that, there's a Mokem Lohokel, Bifrat, elderly people, the person can talk about, sometimes people are very old, it's called Elam Gvuras Amloshim, they don't have the courage to be boiled anymore. So there's a whole shaila in Chuvas, Zayis Ranon, she says, when Svegez Yirad Reis is not a hetter, Yirad Rabbonon is mistapik, and the person can be mitzadet lahokel, but in such a case we say now, it's only Yirad Rabbonon, and Gvuras Amloshim, but you could be metal on Yirad Rabbonon. Another kula which comes out from that yisoy that we're saying that yichud with a non-Jewish woman is only a drabonon is benegeya to cleaning ladies. Very common thing. Your wife is at work, you come home, and the cleaning lady in the house. Now you can't put it all on your wife that she should bring in the panosa. And she should be home when you want to be home. And it's too much to ask. You want to be from? So you go in the Beis Medrash, you go somewhere else. Right? You can't ask your wife to come home when you want to be home. So how do we do such thing? You're very tired. You're not very stark in the morning. And you need a break from the morning after you want to lay down. But there's a clean lady in the house. What do we do? Go in the Beis Medrash, you can't sleep there. You've got to learn it. So there's a Another kula that we find in Hilchas Yichud, one of the kulas is Ishtei Misham Rosei. This is based on the Mishnah in the payment base that Afi Shimon Afish Erot Misyach Mishdem Bisman She Ishtei Imoi. Ishtei Misham Rosei means your wife could be a shomer for you when it gets to the Isuf and Yichud. That means, let's say, even though we're not in the Mishnah, that a man is not allowed to be misyachid with two women, not only with one woman also, but even two women is also. But nevertheless, if one of these ladies is your wife, you don't have a problem, because you have ishto and misham rosa. What does it mean ishto misham rosa? Where is she? She's in the house. She's in the house, ishto misham rosa, you say ishto imoy, as the Loshen, Pasha Loshen from the Rashi Ishta Imoy, Imoy Pasha means together with her. Now there is a Beis Shmuel that brings later on the Keset Mishnah. In Sivkot Mechav Beis, I'm not going to the whole thing, but there's a question really how to learn Pshat in the Beis Shmuel and the Keset Mishnah also. But the pasuk of the reading of the Beis Shmuel and the Keset Mishnah Sivkot Mechav Beis is that there is a kula of Ishtei Misham Rosei even if she's not home. Even if she's not home, you have also the hetter from Ishtei Misham Rosei. Many questions go, says the Mishnah, Ishtei Imoy, means it has to be with him. But the Keset Mishnah, as brought down by the Beis Shmuel, the Mashmuel says that even if she's not home, you have the hetter of Ishtei Misham Rosei. That means that if your wife is then chopping, she still would have the kula of the misyachdu ze isha because ishta misham rosa, your wife is around. How do pass in la locha? So the children from the Dev Meshor to the Chibina Rov, who says, when you get to Yichud the Rabbonon, one could rely on this Kesef Mishnah. Now many Achronim take very much issue with that Chibina Rov. And they say that even that Beis Shmuel, or the Shmuel wants to be metal, if the Ishtei Misham Rosei, that means that, well, she went shopping, she's going to ride home. But if she weighs in jobs, it's not this, we're going to get soon to the head of Bala Be'ir, which is another kula when the husband in the city, the wife is home and the husband is somewhere in the city, that's a different type of a head. But she'enkin, Ishtei Misham Rosei for sure is not the same head as Bala Be'ir, and the head is only even she went out, but she's drawn to the house. As soon as she gets a minute to finish whatever she was to do, she's going to be home. So that, to that extent, we could use a Yichud Rabbono, the head of the Keset Mishnah. She went out, she's going to come back. But the case when she has a job, and you know she's not going to come home, not used to come home, rather, in such a case, you wouldn't have the head of Ishtei Misham Rosei, and even against Yichud Rabbono, you can't take advantage of that. However, in case your wife is out, you don't know where she is, come home, oh, your wife's not home, she went somewhere, you don't know when she's going to come home, so then you could rely on that kula of Ishtei, even though it's not Ishtei Imoy Mamish, nevertheless you could make like upon him since it's Yichud Rabbon. So let's move on to what's Yichud Reis, Yichud Rabbonon. One man and as we learned in the Mishnah, Misyachid Odom im Shtei Noshim. Person is not allowed to be Misyachid with two women. Aval Isha Achas Misyachedes im Shtei Noshim. However, a woman could be in seclusion with two men. Now the Gemara brings on that towards the bottom of the Omer and the Pei Omer base. Omer Rav Yudim Rav Lishonu Elo Bikshedim. Aval Bipruzim Afilu Be Asore Nameloi. Putzim, I would say in English putzim, I think they know what putzim means. That's not supposed to be putzim, that means a machloik. No, you have zirid, that is in the shayla. Putzim means somebody who does not have, not necessarily doesn't have veda. Doesn't mean that he's being caught in the act. Putzim means a person does not have the yirishamayim that's required when it comes to halochas of the Inyon of an Arayis. It doesn't have that that barrier, that Yir Shemayim, that to hold them back from doing an Aveira. That's called the Poritz. And it's a question exactly what makes a person Poritz. There's a tshuva somewhere in the Rav Ozner who says, in these days, and it was before the internet days, they're all tshuvas. You talk about TV. Says somebody watched TV, is a Poritz already. A tremendous chumrah to say that that's called the Poritz. But nevertheless, the poskim of the opinion that somebody who knows that somebody should not look at certain sites on the internet, a person is aware of that and still looks, that makes him a poet. Makes him a poet. Not supposed to do it. Sometimes a person has to do it. He has a heter, a drop down to do it. So if he has to do it, he can do it. But a person knows he's not supposed to do the things and still looks at sites which are not clean, that makes a person poet. Because it weakens the resistance of a person to a dvar aveira. That makes a person poet. And the Gemara said by poet, if Isha Achaz, the Mishnah says Isha Achaz Miachedes im Shtei Nojim, im Shtei Nojim, but the Gemara says by Putzim, Afil Asol, if you have 10 people, even if many people, if they're all Putzim, then you can't be Mishyachet with that. Kipshutoi, that's only Yichud Rabbonim. There's a Churich Samsoifa somewhere, he takes on the Dov of Poshet, this is the Reise, but it seems that most Poshetim don't go like that. And again, if need be, one should be Mitzarev, Snifim, Lekula, when we need, to treat it just like a Isse Yichud de Rabbonon and not a Isse Yichud de Reise. I just want to point out that we just mentioned what the poritz means. I just point out that it's any sfardim over here. If it's any sfardim over here, then Halacha is much more stringent. Because the Rambam and the Shittas HaShulchan Aruch, as you can see in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Chof Beis, in Siv Hei, Letis Yachet, Isho Achas, Afilim Anoshim Harbe, a woman cannot be in seclusion with many men, Achiti Isho Shel Echad Mem Shom, unless your wife is there. The Ramos says, Yesh Oimrim, the Isho Achas, Mis Yachedes, Im Shnei Anoshim Ksherim. That the woman is allowed to be in seclusion with two anoshim sharing, we're not putzim, you're allowed to be in seclusion in with them. The Mechaber was not like that. And this is based on the Gemara, that if you saw the Gemara and Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, that Rav said on himself, who's anoshim sharing? He said in Halacha, that anoshim sharing, a woman is allowed to be in seclusion with two sharing. But, in case, the putzim, the philosopher is also. Says, Rav says, I'm not the kosher. Rav, the Heilig Amor Rav. Says, I'm not the kosher. That's the ksherim. I didn't reach that level yet. I can imagine who could say today that he's an Odom kosher. That we meet a tremendous difficulty that according to the Sfardim, those who follow the Shittas HaMechaber, that a woman cannot be in seclusion with two men also not. Question has been asked, of course, it's a tshuva. So what happens in case there be cleaning lady in the house? Okay, so what's the heitzah? The simple heitzah is, let's say Ishtar has a job and he can't use that heter, so you call the chavruzah, you're going to learn home with the chavruzah. Have somebody over to come to the house. Well, he happens to be Sfardi. Could you call him in? You have a you'd have a similar shayla, well, he's not that common, but in that school it's very common that the cleaning ladies are Sfardis. Right? So there's two men home, you want to have a chavruzah at home, and the Sfardi is a cleaning lady. But she's Sfardi, obviously she follows the Shittas HaMechaber, and if she follows the Mechaber, is there is a lift neivul is it a mirshel? So Rav Ozner says that, especially regarding the is a lift neivul, there's a whole shine over the is a lift neivul. If you hold that something is mutter, he holds it also, but you hold it's mutter. Are you allowed to present it to someone else or not? Do you even lift neivul or not? Because you hold it's mutter. So if you hold certain surim, certain hersher, you hold it, that it's a good hersher, that was a good hersher, and you give it to someone else, he eats only badats. Right? They live neighbor on that. So there's a whole shayla about this in the Paiskim. So over here, Pichrati says that since most Rishonim don't paskind like the Rambam, like the Mechaber, so he says, live neighbor, he could get away with it. Akapon was interesting shayla, but again, to Sfardim. But I think most of us Ashkenazim, Baruch Hashem, we have the head from the Ramo, that Isha Achas Misyachedes, Mishnei Anoshim Ksherim, and all those people who are not putzim are considered ksherim. Now, what's halacha if you have two? We said again, a woman with two men is anoshim ksheirim is muter. If it's putzim, it's also. What about if you have one porot and one kosher? This can be very negele meise. Very negele meise. You work in an office, right? There's a goy there. The goy is havada porot, and there's a secretary over there. So you and the other man, the guy, the boss, or somebody else, another co-worker, and you have a lady over there. So what's the halacha in such a case? You have two people, if you're kosher, he's a porot, echad kosher ve'echad porot, and a lady over there. Is a problem if he's a yichid or not? Again, machloikis. Right, the machloikis. Mashal holds its mutter and some asa. So, especially when I get to Yichid with the Goethe, we said, one could be lenient, especially Shas HaTrak, and it's a Shalat HaParnoza, it's a Shas HaTrak. If need be, one could be lenient. And again, I say this Akdomer, just go without saying, that whenever you could avoid all the Shailas, is Matav Manu. We're talking about Git, person's Mamish talk, person doesn't have the Eitzes, I'm saying over here, there's a leniency that's Chatz is only Yichid Rabbonon, you could rely on the day is that Echot Kosher ve Echot Chorot is Mutter to be Misyachid with a woman. Now, the halacha we said that Isha Achaz, Misha says, Isha Achaz Misyachedes im Shnei Anoshim. What about the man with two ladies? Ish Echot im Shnei Anoshim. Work in the office, there's two ladies over there. Is that called Yichid? Is not called Yichid. Misha says clearly, you can't be in an office with the only two ladies working over there, you're one man over there, problem. What happens if there's three ladies there? Is there mutter there also? Isha achas, the Misha talks about Yisachet Odom Mishteinoshim, what about three ladies? So this is a machlokes Rashi and Tosis later on in the Gemara and Daf Pei Beis Amud Alef. The Gemara Masechta Kiddushin. So the Mishnah says over there, Kol she'asokov im anoshim. It's a new concept of asokov im anoshim. Somebody who is doing business with women, and the women need him. He provides them their needs. So it says, lo yisyachet im anoshim. Mi she'asokov im anoshim is not allowed to be misyachet im anoshim. So Rashi wants to know what misyach. The Mishnah said before, anyways, every person can be misyach noshim. What's this new halacha that Misha asokav im anoshim is leisach noshim? We learned before that the person is not allowed misyach with shtei noshim. So Rashi comes up with a chiddush, and Rashi learns that it's only two ladies. A man not misyach with two ladies. However, if you have three ladies, that's already mutter. However, somebody who is asokav im anoshim, then it's also even with many ladies also. I feel a may also. Toises disagrees Rashi, and Toises also brings the Rashi in the Gemara before and daf pay Aleph Amud Aleph. Toises is not like that, and Toises is another chum over here. Let's first discuss Rashi. So Rashi shita is that a man is allowed to be misyached with three women. Toises disagrees. What la halacha lemaisa? Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch again, in Siv Hey. Mechaber doesn't mean this halacha lisyachet ish echad afilim noshim harbe. A man is not allowed to plashitza teisvus. He's not a misyachet afilim noshim harbe. Ramo brings v'yesh oimrim tish aris misyachet v'shtei anoshim ksheir mebu'ir. And then if you look at the end of the Siv Hey, v'yesh matirin Ish echot im noshim harbei im ein asokov im anoshim. As we just explained, Shittas Rashi, that if it's ein asokov im anoshim, a person is allowed to be misyachet with many women. Now, la'alocha l'maisa, there is many poskim who are taking this ramo very, they don't take this lightly. It says, mamish, you don't pass like the ramo, some say. Some say do say, some say you could rely. The Rabbi Yoshev Asibot brings down that he said you could rely on the Ramo. It's not the simple heter, not to be taken so lenient that It's not as lenient as the halacha before. Isha achas b'shnei anoshim ksherim, where everybody relies on the Ramo lehetia lekatchila. Over here, says the Yeshayimrim, the Ramo brings sticks at the end of the sieve. It's not so posh this heter, but if this is shas atzoyer, Rabbi Yosef says one could rely on that heter of isha achas im shloish anoshim. However, we mentioned before, what? Isha achas im shloish anoshim. Im shloish anoshim. One man with three ladies, we say that according to Rashi it's muta, according to Tosis it's also, Machabot is also, Ramo brings a yeish oimrim that one could be mate. Now we've said that even according to Rashi, that's only a heter in ein asokev anoshim, because the Mishnah is mefurish that if it's asokev anoshim, we don't have this heter. Now we have to define what does it mean asokev anoshim. So the case that the Rishonim talk about is somebody who sells minei psomim, perfume, certain things that the ladies like. And not like today that you could go in any store and you could buy it. It was specific people that dealt with these type of things. The women need those people, so they'll protect him. And Meila, he's comfortable to be even Aveira and relying on their Nagan Mufasim because they need the person. So that could be very relevant if the shal of a yichet, let's say in an office, and you're dealing with a yichet, and let's say if echad im shloish anoshim, if he's the boss, then he might fire you. You need him. So if you're going to try to sell something on him, he might fire you, or you're getting in trouble. That could be hafsokas manoshim. So if it's a coworker, it's fine. If it's a person who's considered hafsokas manoshim, then you wouldn't have the heter. Even the Ramo also, even Shas HaTaki can't use that heter, because Asok Manoshim, the person can talk about doctors also. Doctors, an old child about going to doctors, I get now into that, but the child of a doctor is called Asok Manoshim. That could be dependent also, if you could go and you pick just the doctor, a woman has to deliver a baby, to go to this doctor, you're not a doctor, you're not depending on this doctor, you need him. But if it's a specialist, if it's a special doctor, then it's Taki and Andre Shaila. It could be called Asok Manoshim, because she needs the doctor, maybe she wants to protect him. So then, the Isi Yichet would not be muta, even if there be more women of the day in that world.
So if someone's a boss, and he works with 20 people, but the guy, they're all guy, so the men are prutzim, and the women, it's more than three.
We'll get it later. If the Shloish Anoshim, once you have three and three from each gender, that's muta. That comes with the Shusha Rabbah. One more point is, that this is again come to some, if somebody has some people sleep over in the house, let's say you're home yourself, and then there's some women sleeping over there. So ish echot im shloisha noshim, even l'shittes Rashi, right, you could have nieces, some sleeping over, you could have relatives that you want to stay in your house. So if your wife is home, it's not a problem, because ish misham rosa, you don't shalom zichet. If your wife is out of town and you're going to have some children over to the house, the halacha, the chagav, the halacha of Isa Yichet with a ktano, said before that Ish Echot im Isha Achas, if it's an Erev, Yichet Reise, and otherwise Menachnuye is a drabono. So 2 points. First of all, we have to know that the girl, once she reaches approximately 8th of 12, she's already nidah. Cheskes Nidah, Cheskes Roya, the Mishabu brings it to 9a, that we have to be choishu that she's a Nidah. Once she's a Nidah, that's already an Erva. That's an Arai, it's a Chiv Koros. So we had the Yisei Yichet, this is the Reise. One has to be much more careful with that. The Yisei Yichet, who is a girl, which is 12 and over and up, could be a problem of Yichet the Reise. That's one point. The other point is, what happened with a girl, which is 3 years of age. Below 3, no child. Little baby, no child. But what about if the girl is the girl is above the age of 3? So again, if you take a look in the Mechaber, Sif Yud Aleph, Mechaber Sif Yud Aleph, Tinoikes Shibchusu Mibas Sholosh, if she's below the age of 3, v'tinoi pochas mi bentes, mute lis yachet imoim. Shele gozo el al yichet isha ruye lebiya. V'isha ruye lebiya. So if she's not a bas bia, there's no isha yichet. But once it's Issa Yichet, there's an Issa Deraisa. Issa Derabonon, I can punish, not the Nido. You could have sometimes Issa Yichet Deraisa also, in case she's a relative. That should be a sister-in-law, let's say, right? So she's in Erva. So your wife is out of town, and she left, she has a young sister, and she stays by you the house. We shall have Yichet Deraisa also, it's Erva. It's more than three. Now, Rav Moshe asked the kasha on this halacha, he says it's beyond him, this halacha. Mamish, because we're going to see that one of the kulas in Hilchas Yichud, one of the major kulas in Hilchas Yichud is the concept of mirtas. You're afraid that the word comes to leak. That's why Isha Achas is mutem yacht mishtean noshim, because it's going to become public. The reason why Ish Echot in Shtei Noshim is also, Rashi says, because the Bosman Daveret, Noikas Lispato is, the Bosman Daveret is made that they're not going to be fasting. According to Rashi, because we three, he's already nervous, and afraid he's going to miss fasting. That's the Yisoy that we had to, that's for Shal, Balbir, Edwin, you're afraid Mirtes. So Moshe says, it's beyond him. Could anybody in his right mind approach a girl which is 3, 4 years, 8, 5 years of age, and you think that you're not going to tell her parents anything? You can tell, especially if he brings rayas, that the beer is hurt even by adults, and Allah is coming for camera, she's going to be screeching, she's going to kick, she's going to make kailas. She's not going to tell her parents what person did to him. Which person in his right mind would do that? Rabbi says, I'm stuck, but the Mechaber says, not like this. He wants to say, maybe the Mechaber. Because at the end of the day, he says, I don't know what to do. He says, if people do that up to 6, 7, I don't tell them it's also, I don't tell them it's mutter. I don't know what to tell them. Nice older person, don't go like Rabbi. I said, the Mechaber says it's also. Reb Shloimeh mentioned that maybe a shtikel tzad kula, again, b'shach satrak godel, b'shach tzad kula, he says if you find the person is not allowed to be in seclusion with a non-Jew. Probably never heard this. This is Yichud, probably never heard of. The Fush Mishnah, a person is not allowed to be seclusion with a non-Jew, not because of Aveir, because he might kill you. It's Choshev Shvichas Dome. And nevertheless, we do this today all the time. What's the heter? So the person could say that since Bismaneinu, they're afraid of the government is going to be punishing them very severely, very severe consequences of doing something like that, the very mirtus. Once they're afraid, there's a heter of Yichud also. Otherwise, we also, the Mizrach was a guy. So I wanted to say that could be today, if something happened, if you watch over a young child, adult is one thing, but if it happens to a young child, if something that happened is get with the ganze chayme, the whole severity, the consequence will be very, very severe, and therefore could be to be a tzad kula mit tzad mirtes, and maybe can ask kash mechaber, could be mechaber, it wasn't that pachat. So that's the okay, so getting back to what we said before, another point, we said that balaylo at night, we need an extra shomer. We need an extra shomer. I mean, even we said before that isho achas is allowed to be misyached with two anoshim. But how about at night? At night, we're going to need three. Not enough two, you need three. An extra shomer, because they're sleeping. So it is going to be another person, then they're afraid that somebody's going to wake up. But if you have exactly what you need, that's not enough at night, because the mice is sleeping, they can't serve as a shomer. And the same halacha also applies to isha, to a ish, a person to be misyached with a few noshim. You said, according to Shitzes Rashi, a man is allowed to be in seclusion with three women. But if it's balaylo, you're going to need an extra shomer. You're going to need an extra shomer. So you're going to need four people. Fine. Now, let's discuss now the few kulas that we have in what kind of kulas? We spoke about the chumras. Now let's talk about the kulas that we find in Hilchas Yichud. So the first, there's really two types of kulas that we find in Hilchas Yichud. We break it down in two categories. There's one category of kulas where a person does not have a taiva to do averi with them. Certain relatives where there's no taiva for a person to an avera, and therefore we're not concerned about Issa Yichud. The other category of kulas is the mirtes, when a person is afraid because of different reasons, as we shall see. The first kula, the first category, we're talking about relatives. Which relative does that include? It includes a mother, includes a mother, includes a father with a daughter, they allowed to be in seclusion. There's no shaila about that. What about the sister? So I don't know if you learned the Gemara, Daf Pei Amud Beis, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The shaila in the Gemara about that. Omer Rav Yudah Mar Rabasi, but halfway down the Omer, Rabasi says, Misyachet Odom Im Achoysoi, V'dor Im Imoi V'im Bitoi. A person is allowed to be in seclusion with his sister, V'dor Im Imoi Bitoi. Very obvious dik in the Loshna Gemara. It doesn't say, Misyachet Im Achoysoi V'im Imoi V'im Bitoi. It says, Misyachet, you're allowed to be in seclusion with his sister, and you're allowed to live Im Imoi V'im Bitoi. What's the difference? So Rashi says, the Loshna Rashi says, Misyachet Machoysoi Lifrokim, occasionally is mutter. It's not the same heter. Imoi Bitoi, you can live there as long as you want. But Im Achoysoi, it's only occasional. There's a big shaila in the poskim, what they mean. Many poskim have different versions about that. And Sir Rabbi Yosher says that the accepted opinion is the Imre Yosher's shita, the whole defrokim is up to 30 days. Now, all the people who are dealing with problems now, the generation is in our now at Kufa say, don't rely on the school. It could be meikad in its mutter, but be smart and don't go away for a month's time and leave a boy and a girl home. You'd be surprised if somebody told me so yesterday. It's mamish, I couldn't believe it. Mamish from the best and the best homes. You can't believe who this is. Terrible stories happen. You can't be sure enough and be confident that nothing's going to happen. So don't rely, even though Mi'adin is mutter, try not to rely on that, we don't need to. But Mi'adin, as we stated in the Gemara, as a matter of fact, it's interesting to say that the Poiskim have all Shaila, Shochanot doesn't bring down the whole school of Achotse. All Shaila, why the Esther Chazanish? Like, why don't we Machmer? Chabot doesn't bring it down. So it says that the Pashta Gemara said, Mi'adin, if push comes to shove and you need it, but don't take this lightly. Be aware, there's a lot of issues happening. But Mi'ikadin, that's mutter. So this is one kula. B'negeya to Geirim, we know that Geir, Geshen, Skaki, Kotun, Shinoi, Ledomi. So it really is not your sister, it's not your mother. Could you be in seclusion? Could Geir be in seclusion with his mother? First, come say yes, you could. Because this is the reason why a person has a type, but this is a natural feeling, natural hergish, and that doesn't exist even. That natural feeling does exist even by Gerim also, and therefore by Gerim is mutter. What is more relevant is what about adopted children? Adopted children, so they could call you tate mami, but lamai is in the end of the day the adopted children, and this causes many shailes la'alocha, and the problems it causes many shailes la'alocha, people have to be aware. And adopted children does not necessarily mean adopted children. Don't have the adopted child. Child usually a childless couple will adopt a child. But this happens a lot in second marriages. Second marriages, the woman has her children and the husband has his children, and when they're at the house, it's not a brother and a sister. So you can have a count of many problems of many issues, many shyness in Lech Sichet. The one said Rav Shlomo Zalman, whether people should avoid in getting involved in adopting children, he says no. It's a mitzvah to do that. Well, the first should do that. If they try to find kulas, whether ask your rabbi what kulas you could find. But there are many issues coming up, and people have to deal with that. So this is one kula that we find krovus, that you have a mother, a daughter, and a sister. Now, we said before, there's a kula of ishta mishamrose. Ishta mishamrose means that your wife is home and there's another lady over there, you don't have a problem for yichud. So the poskim who extend this kula to take it a step further than that. Again, it's a machloikis, not poshut, but there are a sizable amount of poskim that passing like this halacha, that the heter could extend beyond ishta mishamrose. It means that if you're in seclusion with two women, and one woman is muteres biyichud, then you don't have an isa yichud yad lady. Even though we said before that a man is not allowed to be yachid with two women, The reason for that is, as Rashi says, noichet is patis, because it's going to be easy to daveri with both of them. And once you daveri with both of them, so they're not going to publicize it. Only the Yom and the Mirtzes are going to publicize because they both do daveri. Nobody's going to tell on the other one because they're in the same boat also. Masha Enken, if one of the women has a hetter von yichet, so she's not going to do the daveri, Memela, then you're allowed to be in seclusion with two women, with another woman also, because she's going to be afraid that the other one is going to tell on her. As a result, if you are home with a cleaning lady, as you would say, your wife is poshes a heter. But let's say your wife is not home. She's out of town, she's at work. But let's say you have a daughter, and your daughter's home. Could be home with a cleaning lady or not. Mishnah says, each heter comes yachet with two women. So the cleaning lady of your daughter, the mutter, the osa. So some poskim say that you could, because since one isho is muteres beyichud, so then we don't have the problem. And the poskim extended even to achoisoi, even to achoisoi also. Even achoisoi, we said it's a schwacher heter, it's only the fogim, but nevertheless, a sister could be a shoimer on yichud for someone else also. Now, I just point out another thing, which you can get in business also. What happens if a person has an office, and he doesn't like to take people outside of the family in the business, so his sister also works with him in the office. But what about he over there? Is there mutter there also? The business, he's in the business, and the wife is in the business. She works together with him. Is there mutter there also? So over here, so I saw some person want to say that that's not called dire. Dire, we said the loshna gemor over here is yachid odem im achoisoi yichid is mutter v'dor im imesh bitter. That means with achoisoi, if it's by even keva in a place where you're living means in a house where you eat and you sleep together. But in an office, a place where you work together, could be, it's not called dire for these purposes. So could be there would be a heter of his yichid. The other cooler that we have is Isha Shebailo Be'ir. If you have a woman where the husband is in the city, Isha Shabrosi, we said, could be Imoi or to be drawn home. Asha Enkid by Bailo Be'ir, there's a cooler that if the husband is in the city, the woman is allowed to be in seclusion with a worker comes to the house. She's in seclusion with a man. Nevertheless, it's mutter because Baila Be'ir, she's afraid. Now, again, as we said before, Machloikis La'in Shia. When could we apply the head of Baila Be'ir? When could we apply the head of Baila Be'ir? So, if the husband could come home any minute, Hashtetzach is mutter. But what happens if the husband is at work? And you just finished speaking on the phone with him, and the place that from the place of work to come home is more than a zman of shiichet. Let's say it takes him half an hour to come home. Can't come home quicker than that. You just finished talking. You know for sure he's not going to come home within that time. Is that still mutter? Is he bala be'ir or not? So the Chazon Ish came up with bikula. The Chai Odom is machmir. The Chochmas Odom says takitz. The whole head is only because he might come home, even though you don't think he's going to come home, but he might come home. But you know for certain that he can't come home, he don't have this heter. The Chazon Ish came up with a leniency over here. The Chazon Ish said that the Loshna Rashi Take Mashma, that the Baila Be'ir is mutter because Shemo Yove, maybe the husband's going to come home. The Rambam used a different Loshna. The Rambam used Loshna Emes Baila Le'er. There's a fear, there's a certain fear, there's a psychological fear that the woman has if the husband is in the city and she's going to be nervous to do an Aveira. So, Rav Moshe passes aloha like the Chochmas Odom. And, other places can say, you could rely on the Chazon Ish. Again, where there had to be machia mamash in that, but it seems that the minhaga olam is to rely on that. To rely on this Chazon Ish, that aim is baila leh, even if she knows he can't come home, Chochmas Odom holds that the heter from baila be'ir is only when she's home. That's it, the husband doesn't know where she is. So Chochmas Odom is the same problem. She doesn't know where he is. Where is Baal Abir? He doesn't know where to go. Where is he going to find her? So she's not afraid of according to Chochmas Odom. Hashem, according to the Chazon Ish, like it's a psychological fear, so you would have that heter as well. Now, Baal Abir, I point out, is Two nekudas over here. We said before there's two kulas. There's a kula of ishtei misham rozoi. The wife is a shomer on the husband. And there's a heter of baila ba'ir. The heter that the woman is left in seclusion when the husband is sick. What about the non-Jew? Could a woman go, let's just ask how long ago, a woman wants to go, she saw an ad, somebody selling sign, oh, she wants to go to the dressmaker, and she wants to go to the dressmaker and fix a dress, she works out of the house. Could she go there or not? So, it would have a head from Baal Ba'ir, she's a goiter. The dressmaker is a goiter. She has a husband. Let's say she's married even. If she's married, right, but the Baila would only help if Baila Imo. If the Baal is together with her in the same house, then it's mutter, it's misyachet. But if she is, she wanted to go to the dressmaker and the husband was home. That's a shayla. She wants to go to the dressmaker and the husband is home. So the problem is, it's a yichet. She goes over there, and the dressmaker's husband, who is a goy, is there. So he's a yichet. So what are you going to tell me? Ishta misham rosei. By goy, this muchas arrive in the Gemara in Masecht Avitazorah, Davchov, Heim at Beis, that by goy, there's no head of ishta misham rosei. There's no such thing as ishta misham rosei. So Melu, she wouldn't be able to go to the dressmaker if the husband is there. Because he's a fin yichet with the husband. Aisha's wife is there. By goy, they don't care. And ishta misham rosei does not apply. Shalom, what's the halacha of negiah to baila be'ir? What's the halacha of baila be'ir? If a man wants to be in seclusion with a non-Jewish woman, right? One of the questions was posted about showing properties. So let's say you go to show a house, show a property. You want to go meet the owner. Let's say the husband isn't home. So the man comes in. There's a lady there. So what do you do? So you're going to tell me it's a baal beir. She's afraid to an aveira because the husband is going to... She'll be afraid of him. But the place can say that baal beir does not apply by a non-Jewish woman unless the husband is there. So if the couple is there, so man comes in there, it's okay. So nafkimin, again, ishta misham rozoi does not apply at all by a goy. So a lady that comes into a house where there's a man and a lady, you should get heter. But if the man is coming into the house, a man is coming to the house and there's a lady there, even though she's married, and even it's baal be'ir, then you wouldn't have the heter of baal be'ir because it applies only to eat, it does not apply to a goy, because you don't have that type of mirtus by an non-Jew.
What about the age of the people that are in the house?
What if you have children? What was it?
The age. If you're going to a house, and the people that are in the house, the women that are in the house are 75, 80 years old.
It's not a heter. It's not a heter. Now, this is...
Sorry. And if the door is open...
Right, so the door is open, it's fine. Right, so this is the other kula I wanted to mention. So far we mentioned the kula in Koivim, we mentioned the kula of Ishta Misham Rosai, we mentioned the kula of Baila Bo'ir, and the next kula is the heta of Pesach Pesuach L'Shus Rabim, the Gemara mentioned Pei Aleph, that if you have Pesach Pesuach L'Shus Rabim, is that mutar or not? Before, I just want to put, if I get one aloha, mention the fourth aloha. If the wife is out, if you could rely on that. You yourself home, and there's a cleaning lady.
And you keep the door unlocked, the front door.
So we get this Pesach Pesuach. We get this Pesach Pesuach in a moment, right? But before I forget, the head of Baal is important, I shouldn't forget that. The halacha from Baila Be'ir, is a very important kula that we could use when you work in an office, in a case where no other people can come in there, and you're working with two women, a man with two women. So as we said before, that if one of the women is muteres biyichet, then he lato misyachet with two women. If one of them is muter, before we spoke about one of them, is the mother, the daughter, the sister, is muter. Now if one of these women is baila be'ir, said before that many, saying from the shittas of the Chazanish, that baila be'ir is muter, even if it's not home also, she's at work, the husband knows where she is. So you have this baila be'ir. So since she is muter be'ichut, if she is muter be'ichut, so then the other women also be muter. This could be very important cooler. Sometimes you have after hours, you stay late night, right? And there's nobody else around in the office. So just a man and two women. So if one of the women would be baila be'ir, then you may have the het of yichud, even though there's not a woman over there.
She's Jewish.
But as baila be'ir, yeah. Baila be'ir, sheitzer. Yeah, right. I say it's a muter be'ir. In a case where they have a het yichud on one of them, it would help the second one also. Now, we have to remember that the heter of baila be'ir does not apply when it's libay gasbo. This is based on a Gemara in the Afei Aleph over here, that if it's libay gasbo, again, the exact definition of what libay gasbo means is subject to different interpretations of different poskim. What exactly means libay gasbo? The general understanding over here is libay gasbo means a person is very comfortable with a woman. So that takes away the Amos Bala, Oleo, takes away that fear because the man is very comfortable with that lady. Again, what does it mean, Libre Gaspo? Some say Libre Gaspo means you're comfortable to ask her to do something for you. A strange lady, you know, you ask her, could you do this for me? Could you make me coffee? But if you're very comfortable, say, could you do this for me? Could you do that for me? I'm showing my health that, you know, if people call by them on first name basis, making jokes together, that's also called Libre Gaspo. If he's very comfortable with. So he has Libre Gaspo, you have to be very careful with that. If you have Libre Gaspo, you're losing the heter from Baila Be'ir. And once you lose the heter of Baila Be'ir, so then you, in the situation we discussed beforehand, that you have a man with two ladies, and one is Baila Be'ir, you lost your heter of Baila Be'ir, so then you take this into account, then of this heter. And I get into Pesach Pesuach L'Shusarabim, to the next heter. Pesach Pesuach L'Shusarabim, again, big machloikis in amongst the poskim. What does Pesach Pesuach L'Shusarabim mean? Pesach Pesuach L'Shusarabim means the door is open. Everybody understands that being on the street is not called yichud. So one man with two ladies on the street, one lady in the street, no child. In the house, the door is open is also not a problem. What about if the door is closed but it's not locked? So this is a major machloikis amongst the poskim also. Shuvas Rashi says it's muter. Rab Kivege, Beismeya, many other poskim hold it's also agreisa mavuche. So again, but again, to yisa yichud rabbonon, one could make a more lenient attitude. But there's another kudu we have to bear in mind that the poskim say that Pesach Pesuach Rabbim is not a het at night. At night, Pesach Pesuach Rabbim is not a het, because who comes in at night? Nobody comes in at night. So Pesach Pesuach Rabbim doesn't have at night, so the same way is over here. Nobody would walk into somebody else's door, even the door is unlocked, but nobody comes in there. So person again is comfortable, nobody's going to come in over there. You don't have to have the Pesach Pesuach Rabbim. So the Eitzah, in all these cases, if you want to have the Pesach Pesuach Rabbim, is you tell a neighbor that you are, that your wife is at home, and please come in whenever you feel without knocking, just come, walk in the door. Now how many people do you have to tell this? Again, the machloikis. Everything is a machloikis of here. Some say one is enough. Some say it has to be a shema matzal miyichut. I mean, it's such a person. Let's say you're going to take another lady. So you take the shofar, so you say to the neighbor, please feel comfortable coming in. And let's say she comes in. It's again, it's one man with two ladies. Unless it's Baal Be'ir. So you have to have a shema such a person, that the person himself would be muta when he's miyichut. Others say that no, because you could open up the door. And once you open up the doors, and now you have Pesach Pesuach Rabbim, the person's love, he doesn't have to come in, he can just open up the door, and everybody can see what's happening inside. Some hold, I'm sure you have told me, it's kedai to say to at least three people. The same thing would apply that even if you want to keep the door locked for some reason, but you give the keys to a number of people, again, there's a pachet that people might come in, so numerous people have the keys, they may come in, so there may be a cooler, in the case you asked before regarding a cleaning lady, So to rely just on the door, the fact that the door is closed, is very not simple to rely on that if you haven't notified people about it, because nobody's going to walk in there. You know, it's pretty clear that nobody's going to walk in there. But if you tell people, feel comfortable, come in whenever you want without knocking on the door, then you may have the heter of Pshat. I want to conclude with a other heter over here, which, again, it's question the heter, but when you need for tzeruvim, you may use this as tzeruvim, and this is the question of camels. And this is today sometimes very, very negay le mindset. Sometimes much negay to parnosis, so people, they have no other aces. The question is camera a heter or camera is not a heter? Now, what's the shaila? Why should camera not be a heter? There's a mitzvah. Can see on the camera. So first of all, there's two types of cameras. You have a camera that just records it, and you could look it up later if you want to look over there. Most of the time, why should somebody want to look over there? There's another camera that somebody could watch all the time what's happening. It's a live video. You can see what's happening. So to explain just the reason why it shouldn't be so poshut to rely on that is there's an interesting tshuva Amosha. Amosha is a chudish. Most persons don't go like that, but I should bring up the point. Amosha says, could a man and a woman drive in a car together or not? You go, New York is very common, you travel to the country, what do you want to ride? Man or lady, lady with a man and a woman drive together in a car, any problem or not? Amosha says, that's a poshut. What do you mean? Drive on the street. So Chumash says, what's the street? You're going to go on the side street somewhere, nobody comes over there, and do what you want to do over there. And then, so what's the heter of Rav? You're going to be off on a side road where there's no people over there, and then can make an avirat up. That's what Chumash says. So Chumash is very hard to understand. Anytime we said the heter of Rav, person is in an apartment, in a house, you open up the door, right? So we say, no problem of Yichet. The door is closed and not locked, it's a machloikis. But the door is open and you can see inside, no problem. What's not the problem? Just close the door. You can close the door and do what you want to do. So you see clear that if you have a heter von Yichet, we're not concerned you're going to do something that you're going to put you in a matz von Yichet. Right now you're not in a Yichet. Person standing in the street, no Yichet. Maybe you're going to walk into the house. You don't say that. You're not in a matz von Yichet, you don't have to. So what's Rav Moshe saying over here that being in a car, maybe you're going to go somewhere else? Hapele. It's geneged halacha. The longest Rav Moshe is though, the Chiddush Rav Moshe takes it that far, but the understanding over here is the Issa from Yichet is it creates a certain intimacy which could lead to the next step. And that depends a lot on the psychological thing. So if a person on the street, a person doesn't feel Bechlal is Yichet. The door is open, you don't feel Bechlal is Yichet. That's not Yichet Bechlal. You're not concerned, you're going to do certain pullers to enable you to do that Veda. But Rav Moshe held when you drive in a car, you feel a certain intimacy. You feel secluded somewhere, even though we could looking from the outside. So a male person is not going to have in front of everybody. So you drive to the side. You find a way to solve the problem. But that's you see the longness over here that if there's a situation where it creates a certain intimacy, then we have to be concerned. The person is going to find ways around it. And therefore, if a person is in a room which is locked, that's the question of the psychological, even though you might have a camera, does that create this intimacy over here that might lead you to find a way around the problem or not? So that's the tshuva in Chutshoni from Rav Nissen Karelitz, and he discusses this bariches, but I see even from him also, he says that, Lamaisa, if every place, if you have a camera, and it doesn't take every corner, that means you could hide somewhere, you could get around and do an avir somewhere else, then he says he can't use that. But in case it covers the whole area, it's impossible to do anything, to go anywhere without being seen over there, then you may have this cooler that's considered similar to Pesach Pesuch L'Shulchan Rabim. And even though you can say, but it's also not foolproof because what about you could close it? Right? You could close the camera. You say something, a problem happened there. It was a short, whatever, it's not going to work. So, I'm thinking that, you know, today they have this, let's call FaceTime, like you could connect, could have your wife see exactly what you're doing the whole time. You see her, she sees you. So that, I believe, creates less of intimacy, because like this is a camera, you know there's a camera, just you deep alma, but lemaisa you feel like you're in a car, like I'm just saying, it creates intimacy. And if you see the other person sees you, right, and you tell it beforehand that I charged it, and watch it, and no excuses, but to close it, because this, and because of that, mit lekatchila, that should be a heter that one, one could rely on that, if need be, to solve a lot of questions and answers.
Right.
So you have to get them in the car.
I
just want to go another point. You see what people might
do. Nobody goes to the car. People like that.
Real estate goes in the house.
Right.
Real estate goes in the house. Perspective purchaser.
Right.
Then the financial
He's a buyer.
The door has to be closed.
Yeah, they physically close it. Cold security, or they close it. Self-locked, whatever it is. Right?
You see homeowners make them. But it's self-locked. There's not a problem.
I understand. Let's say whatever reason they lock.
Oh, can you avoid problems if you do that?
I understand. Yeah. Can you assume that the homeowner is coming in any time? They live there. Still, homeowner lives there. Exactly.
So again, you come with agent station to have nobody there.
Right now, there's nobody there. There's someone who's there. You're selling your real estate. You're selling that house. More than like I'm on. You assume the homeowner can come in at any time. Is that okay? Your sister, whatever.
I mean, it's different from that. Usually, when they give the keys, I mean, he has the keys to open up the house.
Yeah, the lock box. Yeah, so they can go in anyway.
Usually it's time because he lives there. Because if he lives there, he would be happy that people just go again.
Yeah.
They don't have like the half hour block of time.
Yeah, it's easy. Once you have a key, you have to get in because you took a key with you. You took it out of the locker. No, I'm saying another agent. Yes, another. You took the key, they can't get
it. That's just an easy to walk from, like.
They're embarrassed that it doesn't always work because the homeowner is not good at them.
Yeah, it's raining.
He has his nechassim in the house. He lets you in. He doesn't let you leave the door open.
It's not completely open, at least you put something in the watches there. That shouldn't say that even though people don't walk in, they see something half open.
I'll tell you one thing nice I had for me. I left the door open once in the house, like that. A squirrel got out. Close the door later. No damage that squirrel did to the house. It couldn't get out. Destroyed the whole thing with it. Thousands of dollars of damage. That's right. Found a dead squirrel. Scratching away at the windows. All windows are destroyed.
I could have mentioned, I could take time, you could take the child away.
That was an empty house, right?
Okay. The problem is that the girl has a child. Many times the day, it doesn't help. This is a child. The child could be shown at age 25, it's a help. I need help to see your child good. About what the church is. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do it. I should have done it.
Well, the child is the top.
The cash of the